Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Dirt Racing Wrap-Up, Dirt Racing's Fastest Hour, coming at you each and every Wednesday night on Facebook Live. Pick up where you left off down
there. I don't know what's going on right now.
Delta Valley?
Yeah, we're at the, we're not at the Valley now. But, all right, so I still had to read
it. We were.
At the Four Cylinders off, the feature for the Four Cylinders, I didn't get that in. So Justin Carpenter picked up the win, followed by Rex Fronapple.
Birdman!
Tommy Atkins. Wow.
I like the Birdman, buddy.
Don't ever do that again. Tommy Atkins, Bryce Bowling, Jeff Rankin, Lou Smard, James Hendershot, Keith Lowell, Zach Barr, Butch Whitecotton, John Rankin, Harley Miller, Taylor Schaefer, Paul Metcalf, Matt Schofield, and Sam Dickel.
19 of them. Good job down the Valley. Four cylinders. Good support.
All right.
Don't forget coming up this weekend, Friday night at Attica. All-Stars at Attica, buddy.
I apologize.
If the grounds can withstand the next couple of days of weather.
I saw them post already. They were saying they were going to keep an eye on it, but I'm quite sure not so much the
rain. I've seen Gibby post, too, about Saturday Night Midway. You know, you can't blame a guy. I mean, granted, we're all ready to go to Race Night Midway. I'm working down in this year, and you're excited. You know, you want to get out. You want to race. But, you know, are you going to have a purse where you're paying $5,000 to win from late models, $2,000 for modifieds, going to get down in the 30s?
No, I 100% agree. And even for Attica, I mean, I'm quite sure they're not hurting for that. But for them to call that show would be
well, yeah. Smart, I mean, too, you got the All-Stars coming in. You know, they got a $47,000 purse.
Right, and then you're not getting anybody that stands the same way with Midway. They're probably – you know, but then Wayne rolled the dice on Saturday, and we both went to the Valley, and I got down there, and it was raining. I thought, well, they're going to cancel this show. And then Freddie was unloaded, was in the pits, had the hauler open, and then I go back out to the RV to get myself an adult beverage, and Freddie leaves. Well, he pulls out of the gate, and he's sitting there because he was going to try to make the haul to Tyler.
Yeah.
I mean, he was outside the gate, and they were waiting and waiting, and then I asked Josh, his pit guy, what's going on. They were like, well, you know, it's iffy, and then Freddie comes back in, and I would have bet anything that show was going to wash.
I'll tell you what, I looked at the radar before I left the house, and like I said, it was spitting on us, and I thought, you know what? You're an idiot. And I thought, well, it ain't going to be the first time you've left the house, and, you know, it's coming down, and you head towards the track. But, hey, it held off, and they got it in. And, you know, car count was down, and, you know, that's another thing we can talk about this year. Car count's been down everywhere, and I might fair to venture to say that might be the common theme throughout the year. You got a lot of tracks running on Friday night now. There's always been a lot on Saturday. I mean, there's a few guys, granted, they ain't got their stuff done. They're not out yet. But, you know, on the same token, there's a lot of different options, and they're not very few miles apart.
That's true. Yeah, they're not. They're so close. Plus, both classes. I mean, I'm just speaking out of probably even street stocks, but for sure, late models and modifieds, that's such an expensive class for those guys to run. I don't know how. I mean, I don't know how the car counts will ever – I don't know that we'll ever see on a regular show a B-Main in those two classes.
I mean, not with the amount of tracks it's
running. Amish had a really good count. They had 16 late and 15 modifies, but I think the rest of them, you know, were 11 or 10, you know, of each class. But
that may be the common thing that you're going to see.
I think B-Mains are on a regular show are just about going to be obsolete in late models and modifies anyway.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you may get 20-some four-cylinders in there and have to run a B-Main or something like that. But
it's a shame.
Well, I got to hand it off to the Valley, though. That track was in excellent shape down there Saturday with the moisture it had, you know, throughout the week. And it sprinkled several times down there, and they kind of went, you know, red flag for a little while. And, you know, because it was sprinkling, and they kind of, you know, took a few laps, kind of running in, wait till it quit. But they were done by 9:30.
Yep. And they didn't run any modified heats either, but that still would have
been 10 or 15 minutes. That was smart. You had seven cars.
Right.
They said, you know what? We ain't cutting you guys' purse, but we're just going to run you a feature only based on your heat race lineup.
I'm quite sure those guys were fine with that.
They were absolutely fine with that.
And the track held together, had a ton of moisture in it. It was a good race. It's always good racing at the Valley. I thought Ronnie Mayo looked exceptionally well. You know, and that's good for him.
Yeah, sweet Blomquist chassis.
I think that one caution. I mean, he had Garns on the hook. I don't know.
He had a lot harder tire on. It took a long time for them tires to fire because I noticed once they come off that last caution and they went for that run, that last lap or two, he kind of closed in on Garns.
Yeah.
But boy, Garns looked so good.
He did. Yeah, he was.
He was on fine. A rail.
Yeah, and he looked good at the Legendary. I know it was just a matter of time before he picks up a win, but it was good for Ronnie to get up there. I'm quite sure that was good for him. He had a kind of a rough year last year.
Yeah.
Dave's had 143 cars at Tyler last week. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Well, that's good. Well, what was that?
Oh, yeah, big block modifier that, there, too.
And the big blocks were in there, and what's that, eight classes of cars?
Yeah, and they have, like, all those different – yeah, that's true.
I mean, was there B-mains in anything down there?
I don't know.
No,
I don't think so. Maybe one. Yeah. No. But that's good. So you were talking about the All-Stars at Attica, and then on Saturday, Saturday they go to Wayne County.
And actually, that'll be their – their opener. They haven't got
– right, yeah, because they had a, they canceled.
Yeah, they had, what, practice last week up there?
They did, yeah, and I know Gentry went down there.
So 5,000 on the line up there for a 30-lap feature.
Yeah. All-Stars and late models only. That's a good show if they get it in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the other class is late models.
Well, the last season, All-Stars made five trips up there to Oroville and had five different winners. Sheldon Hottenshield, Kyle Larson – he won the Speed Week show. I went up there. Joey Saldana, Caleb Helms, and Christopher Bell. So,
I didn't see you had that in there, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have five different winners, man.
Hottenshield and Saldana each have five All-Star wins, the most up there at Wayne County. So.
I see in the late models that Drown is the defending champion.
Yep.
And Flying Ryan Markham and Brad Malkett have also racked up five track championships. I didn't know that. So, and I don't even Brad's even racing anymore. I don't think he raced much last year. I'm not sure if he's racing.
He ran a little bit. He had Drown in his car a time or two. Brad's been at it a long time.
Yeah.
I read an old book from Larry Moore one time, and I didn't realize how the connection between Larry Moore and Brad Malkett. I didn't realize that they teamed up for a while and big buddies, and they done a lot. It's an interesting book.
I know David Johnson drove that car for a while too.
Yep. Yeah, he's had several different drivers. So, still building motors up there in Strasburg. Yeah, not the power plants.
So. Oh, yeah, I think I believe you're right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I forgot about that. So hopefully they get that show in up there at Wayne County. Well, I mean, Saturday's kind of one of those days where I think it's the temperature going to be more than the weather.
Yeah, you might be able to get your track and grounds in shape, but there's people going to come out when it's 30 degrees.
So if you don't go to Tyler – or shoot, if you don't go to Midway, you're just going to stay at home and –
yeah,
cut firewood, man. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't. I'm gonna go. I'd like to get if I can get some time to go over to Tyler on Saturday.
I don't know if Midway pulls the plug. I might run up to Wayne County. I might go watch All Stars.
Well, I think that would be a good show if that track.
I should got hold
if
of
the track stays together. Yeah,
should have got hold of old Blake Anderson from the All Stars. I usually whenever the All Stars roll into our area, I get him on. But we have him on two or three times throughout the year. I tried to been getting a hold of that Cody Sommer for that $100,000 win show up at Mansfield, yeah. But he's one of them guys. Sometimes he'll call you back, and sometimes he don't. So.
Yeah, I've actually – that Blake is a good dude. I've actually
– Blake a couple Blake is a good announcer and really, really a good guy.
Yeah, so
– it was cool to see Kenny get out this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? I talked to him a bit, and I didn't know you printed this off, and I was just reading – I don't know what happened to him at Atomic. But I did see him at the Valley.
Yeah. And, well, he was in that Webb Motorsports car, that lethal chassis, that 98J.
At Atomic.
Yes.
That's right.
And then he ran his own stuff down at the Valley. Had electrical problems down there.
Yeah.
Car shut off on him in the back stretch, and they got it fired back up, and then I don't know. He didn't have no luck. They have to go all through it. It sucks when you get something electrical because you got to go through that whole daggone car anytime there's, you know, any joint switch, you name it, wires going, and they'll figure it out.
And he says this week he's going to go to I-77 and then back to the Valley. I'm not sure what car he's
tell you what, them modifieds down at Atomic, I didn't have the results for them. By God, that was a hell of a feature. Josh Rice, Jesse Wise's car, was an old car that driving for Ed Watson now. He led the whole thing. And Rick Auckland kept putting the pressure to him, kept getting underneath him and applying the heat. And that last lap, man, Josh Rice smacked a wall, and Buddy had flattened his right. He hit the wall going up in one. And
I saw it look like him and maybe Travis Dixon got into it there.
In the heat race. Yeah, boy, they was a beating on each other.
Well,
so
that's good.
But Rick ended up with the win, and I think Kenny come home third down there at the top.
It's good for Rick Auckland to win, man.
Yeah, I asked Rick. I said, boy.
He's like 100 years old, and he's still winning.
Nah, he ain't that old, but he's tough. He's tough no matter what he gets in. I was talking to Rick down there, and I said, man, it's a good-looking car. And he said, same old car, just put a new body on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Rick. He's a hell of a nice guy.
He is. So you think that Midway's probably going to call that race?
I would think so. I mean, I seen Gibby posting a little bit on social media today, Facebook, and he says, boy, I don't know, temperature's down to 30s. He says if it snows tomorrow, we'll definitely probably, because what will happen is it snows, it rains, and it gets cold at night. And next day it don't get up to 50, and just makes it mucky and muddy. And
yeah, when down there it's all, there's no grass.
Exactly, you got a lot. I mean, the pits, there's not much gravel, no grass. It just, I would pull the plug. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's a wait and see deal. But he made the comment something like, if it don't get out of the 30s, he'd probably pull the plug.
And Jackson County's trying to have their grand reopening, and it doesn't look good for that. Friday looks, you know, for them probably won't happen either. And I think that's probably why Brad moved that Dan Reno Saturday up 2 hours to try to accommodate for the cold temperatures. I would think. I'm not sure if that was the reasoning. That was
most definitely, I would think. I mean, I was glad he pulled the plug last Saturday because, I mean, he had a good crowd in there Friday night for that Lucas Oil show, and I just can't imagine turn around. You know, a lot of them people, they spend $25 to get in the Lucas Oil show. They gonna come back the next night and watch a regular show. And
I don't know.
I mean, do people have that deep of pockets anymore? I mean, come on.
I don't know, but it would be nice to hit it, you know, like that. You could go down there and camp, but you know, I'm quite sure that wasn't the fee to get in.
No, probably not. But I mean, you know, for a lot of folks, that's $25. A guy takes his wife and his kids. Hell, he's tapped out for the weekend.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, if you have anything to eat or drink, yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
I seen some couple people had tents down there, but I tell you what. I don't know. It would have been a cold night.
I agree. And I heard you were sporting your Sling and Dirt Production shirt down there.
Yeah, I was.
Appreciate that.
Not a problem. I thought I was special because you gave me one. Hell, I must have run into 20 people over the weekend that had them shirts.
I give away 100 before I even give you one. You just got lucky I had one left over.
You sat a fat boy size left over, huh?
Yeah, somebody said they saw you down there, and I'm like, say hello to him.
Yeah.
So, hey, Scott, how much time we have here, Scott?
Well, about a minute.
Less than a minute.
Okay, let's talk.
30 seconds.
Next week you have, I don't know, maybe you already talked about this, and hopefully we have all these commercial issues worked out. Who's next week's sponsor?
Brandon Francis.
Yeah, the youngster there.
Yep. You know, all right, so we'll see you next week with Brandon. That's all for this week. Till then, race on!
Race on! Yeah!